And this week's changing track is for Barry. We were married in 2003. A year later, we were expecting our first child. Prior to this, our life was a cycle of entertaining friends, catching up with family, going to the movies, wondering which restaurant we would dine at, planning and enjoying holidays somewhere like Noosa. We were both working and money wasn't a major issue. But at around 16 weeks of pregnancy, signs were mounting that something was wrong. By week 24, things had got worse. My wife knew intuitively now that something was very wrong. Her pain was unbearable, yet countless tests produced nothing. Early on the morning of July 14, 2004, my wife went into spontaneous labour. In the emergency department, the nursing staff took one look at my wife and chaos ignited. Lights were flashing, a siren screamed, staff came from all directions. Our child was born prematurely at 25 weeks. We hadn't totally settled on a name, but Leon was rating very high on the list, and in a split-second decision, Leon it was. We took an ambulance to the Royal Women's Hospital. Our son was placed in a humidity crib in the newborn intensive care unit, and the staff there were both gods and angels. But after two harrowing days, my wife and I had to make the heartbreaking decision to consent to withdrawing Leon's life support and allowing him to die. He'd been deprived of oxygen for too long and was so unwell that the overwhelming medical assessment was that it was unlikely he would survive. Even if he did, he would spend his life in a bed with brain damage so severe that he'd have no quality of life. What should have been a time of jubilation in our life turned into a crushing nightmare. We observed as the tubes that kept Leon alive were removed, and as he nestled on my wife's chest, listening to the beat of his heart, we said our goodbyes and watched him slip away. The angels closed their eyes. We were devastated. It took a long time before we recovered. Over the next 3 years, we tried to have another child. Two miscarriages later, we decided enough is enough. We arrived at the decision to stop trying. To escape Melbourne and the impact of the memorial service, the well-intentioned generosity of those dearest to us, the endless flowers and cards of sympathy, in fact, all the relentless reminders, we thought that maybe a trip away might help. We needed to feel the sun on our faces. We turned again to Noosa, where we had had such a wonderful time earlier that year and where we most likely had conceived Leon. My wife was in such a bad state, though, that not even Noosa's warm water, stunning national parks and calming sun could ease her pain. I had no idea how I was going to help myself, let alone help her. But then a song came on the radio, a song from a much earlier period in my life. It struck a chord. It lifted my spirits, a metaphoric life raft, a simple phrase. I flung myself into the surf with this song in my head. Just as a small school of dolphins swam by, I allowed the warm, soothing water and gentle waves to wash over me. I emerged from the water and breathed in the vast blue sky and absorbed the nurturing heat from the sun. Whenever I hear this song now, it reminds me of how I found the mind shift to continue. More importantly, I wanted to honour my son's short existence, and what better way to do this than to rise from my despair and choose life. Leon was no more, but we were still here, and whilst we're alive and kicking, there is much to cherish and much to keep striving for. I am happy to report that 3 years after these distressing events, through a very meticulous medical management regime, we had success. And another son was born. He is now a happy, bright and glowing 13-year-old. No issues. We could not have asked for more. And Barry's changing track is Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking.